3. Dalmatia, the city of the prince. The headquarters of the planetary prince was situated in the Persian Gulf region of those days, in the district corresponding to later Mesopotamia. The climate and landscape in the Mesopotamia of those times were in every way favorable to the undertakings of the prince's staff and their assistants, very different from conditions which have sometimes since prevailed. It was necessary to have such a favoring climate as a part of the natural environment designed to induce primitive Urantians to make certain initial advances in culture and civilization. The one great task of those ages was to transform man from a hunter to a herder, with the hope that later on he would evolve into a peace-loving, home-abiding farmer. The headquarters of the planetary prince on Urantia was typical of such stations on a young and developing sphere. The nucleus of the prince's settlement was a very simple but beautiful city, enclosed within a wall 40 feet high. This world center of culture was named Dalmatia in honor of Dalagastia. The city was laid out in 10 subdivisions with the headquarters mansions of the 10 councils of the corporeal staff situated at the centers of these subdivisions. Centermost in the city was the Temple of the Unseen Father. The administrative headquarters of the prince and his associates was arranged in 12 chambers immediately grouped about the temple itself. The buildings of Dalmatia were all one story except the council headquarters, which were two stories, and the central temple of the Father of All, which was small but three stories in height. The city represented the best practices of those early days in building material, brick. Very little stone or wood was used. Home building and village architecture among the surrounding peoples were greatly improved by the Dalmatian example. Near the prince's headquarters there dwelt all colors and strata of human beings. And it was from these nearby tribes that the first students of the prince's schools were recruited. Although these early schools of Dalmatia were crude, they provided all that could be done for the men and women of that primitive age. The prince's corporeal staff continuously gathered about them the superior individuals of the surrounding tribes and, after training and inspiring these students, sent them back as teachers and leaders of their respective peoples.